T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now from the ACC and ACC Central, ACC Network to be, is Wes German, the voice of the Atlanta Falcons as well. Wes, good evening. How are you?
I'm great, Joe. Good to see you. Good to be with you.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it. Saw you last week at the ACC Baseball Tournament. Let's see, you got one of the Canes games. What did you think of the Canes?
I like Miami. I think it's a really good young team. I give Geno a lot of credit. They've kind of taken to his philosophies and that kind of thing, and they've had a nice year. I'll be very interested to see how things go for you on your trip short to the West as it is. It's still a trip to a foreign territory, so to speak, from what you guys are used to, for sure.
Yeah, I just told Gino, my orange and green eyes, my question is, how the hell do we end up in Starkville?
Well, you fly to the Golden Triangle Regional Airport and make two lefts, and you'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be a pretty good challenge. It is one of the meccas of college baseball, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've been there, and it's a great place. The hospitality and the atmosphere is second to none, and you know they've really developed Duty Noble Field now, and it's just kind of an amazing place to watch baseball, especially now that they've added those condos out in left field and that kind of thing. But it's a terrific environment, and anybody who's going over there from the U will. They'll really enjoy themselves. The hospitality when I was over there years ago was really, really good.
They've been waiting 34 years to get Miami to Starkville after since the 85 World Series. They've been waiting 34 years for Miami.
Well, it won't be a long trip, I don't think, but it won't be long in terms of the flight. But you could make it long on them by going over there and playing, I think, some of the ways they played last week. I was really, really impressed. I think that Del Castillo, and you told me this before the game, I love Del Castillo. I'm excited about that kid being in the league. And then I've always been a Freddie Zamora fan. So I think you'll have a really good chance over there. But it's a tough bracket, too. I mean, they didn't send you a place with a bunch of layups. I mean, anybody who wins 46 games like Central Michigan must be pretty good, too.
So. Yeah. How many ACC teams do you think will make it all the way through to Omaha?
Well, it's a really good question, and I like the way the committee continues to say they don't do this, but, like, you got the Georgia Tech and the Carolina Regional bracketed up together, right?
Right.
You know, and I'm always fascinated, the East Carolina Regional and the Louisville Regional. I don't know, Joe. I mean, obviously I think Louisville will have a chance because they're hosting, and I think NC State's really, really good. But I don't know if they can get through. And by the way, that'll be a bloodbath in Greenville now with East Carolina and NC State. And then Campbell's had a nice year too. So that'll be really interesting to see how that plays out. I do think Louisville has a chance to win their regional. I think what we saw last week in Durham was kind of an outlier to their season. I don't know. I think Duke has I liked Duke last weekend. I don't know how you felt about them. I kind of thought that was a decent baseball team. I'll be interested to see how that goes in Morgantown, but do I think they can win in Nashville? Absolutely not. Maybe Georgia Tech, maybe Carolina at the bottom of that bracket. But, man, look who they would draw. It'd be, you know, you guys, Mississippi State, Stanford potentially, UC Santa Barbara. You know, if you got to Omaha, it could get really, really interesting. I'd say two, maybe, potentially three, but – I don't like the way the brackets are set up in the Supers at all in terms of the ACC.
No. Listen, I like Duke's team. They're all 6'4" and above. It's pretty interesting the way Pollard put them together. I don't like his pitching coach. He takes way too long to get to the mound.
Well, there are a lot
that
of guys.
You time that guy with a sundial.
Hey, there are a lot of guys that take way too long to get to the mound these days. I mean, you know, you and I talked about it. We've got to do something. They've got to expedite that process in college baseball. What we saw last week were games that were on average through the first three nights, averaging close to 3 hours and 50 minutes. And that's got to stop. We're hurting ourselves. We're hurting the sport. You know, and I feel badly for the coaches, but those guys are going to have to find a way to develop some of the things that have been done at the major league level in order to get these things moving along for sure.
Yeah, we need a faster game. The ACC Network's not going to tolerate a four-hour baseball game, and you're going to have a prominent role on the ACC Network. And by the way, I want to make this little statement. Make sure you call your local provider or streaming service and demand ACC Network.
That's a way to do it, Joe. You're singing my fight song right now.
You got to be excited. Congratulations. You're going to have the football games. You're going to have a show with Mark Packer every day. So you guys are simulcast, right? Radio, TV?
Well, and we're actually taking the radio show, moving it to TV, where it'll also be on radio. And we're looking forward to doing the show together every day rather than the way we're hooked up on satellite. So we'll be in Charlotte, and I'm really looking forward to it. Mark's been great to work with. We've had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, and hopefully along the way people have enjoyed, you know, kind of the information and the interviews and features and that kind of thing. And I expect with the way the facilities have been put on these campuses, Joe, as you know, all 15 schools now in the ACC have a facility that is, you know, ready to not only televise games but also certainly help us with guests and that kind of thing every day. And it's that they're going to play big roles in this too, and I think that's important to remember going forward, that no college network, no network period, has launched with the kind of infrastructure that the ACC will have when it takes air on the 22nd.
And fans can go to getaccn.com for more information on how they can demand the ACC network. You're going to have a pretty good football game to kick it off. You'll have Georgia Tech and Clemson.
Yeah, I think it's a good one to have. Obviously, the defending national champions, and then, you know, Notre Dame and Duke later in the year. And then, you know, obviously there are a handful of games in the first 3 weeks that I think will be very entertaining, plus the conference games too. I mean, you know, not only the Georgia Tech Clemson, but you're going to have BC and you're going to have BC Virginia Tech, and you're going to have Virginia Pittsburgh that first weekend, East Carolina NC State. You guys playing, I guess, what, in Chapel Hill?
We're on the network the second week against Carolina.
That's it, yeah. So, I mean, right away, you know, the inventory on the network is going to be really, really good. And I think that's important, too. And that was some of the stuff that was, you know, born by the development of the SEC network 6 years ago, was the ability to put some of these marquee football games earlier in the year on the network, because that will certainly help your distribution as you draw closer to the launch date for sure.
And basketball goes to a 20-game conference schedule, so that'll be a grind. It's going to open up. Miami opens up the season with Louisville in basketball.
Yeah, I think everybody is going to have a swing through early in kind of how this works, and you're always going to play a team that, for the most part, I think you're going to have repeats with during the regular season. I think the league really, really did this the right way. And I give Paul Brazo, the Associate Commissioner of Basketball, a lot of credit here. He looked at people that teams were going to play twice anyway, Joe, and kind of incorporated that. And I think that was the right way to do it, to be honest, because, you know, when you start looking at, okay, well, who are we going to repeat with? How does that work? And can we match them early in the year knowing that there'll be a second meeting down the road? What you didn't want to do is have that standalone game, and you know how big those have become in the last couple of years. That standalone basketball game is really something that can be very consequential, and you don't want to slap that down as the first game of the year, and you wouldn't see those guys potentially again during the season. So I think to make sure you have a repeat opponent was a really, really smart thing from the ACC's perspective.
You had a pretty cool interview about a week ago in Jacksonville. You guys had Tony Bennett and Dabo Swinney on, both champions. What was that like?
It was awesome. They had done a lot of stuff during the spring meetings. But, Joe, I got to be honest with you, the respect level between the two guys and to hear the stories about both and their march to their respective national championships was really refreshing. Tony talking about the conversation that they had after he had the unbelievable win against Purdue and Louisville in the Elite Eight, and Dabo talking about, you know, what he was going to go through that week, and Dabo and those guys actually having to go through their own situation, you know, of winning certainly in their first ball game in the Cotton Bowl, and then turning around and having to go play Alabama and all the things that meant, and Tony relating to it. And you know what, I think we're in an interesting time in the ACC. And Blake James at Miami deserves a lot of credit for this, and there are a lot of guys that deserve credit for it. But one of the things that I'm really, really impressed with in the last 5 to 7 years is the conscientious hires that have been made for coaching in some of these marquee sports. I mean, you know, I certainly think, you know, Mark did a nice job there for a couple of years, but Manny Diaz is a guy who's got a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of passion for Miami's program. There's no question, I think, that what we're seeing is the kind of that upward trajectory, if you will, of football and men's basketball, and now we can certainly add women's basketball to it, baseball, that kind of thing. I just think the coaching hires that are being made in the league right now have been really, really solid.
Well, ACC is going to hit it with a bang, try to stick their chest out against the SEC early. Miami's got Florida. Carolina's got South Carolina. Yeah. At some point, I guess Clemson gets
Alabama,
Texas A&M.
Alabama, Duke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, come on now.
Hey, Joe, you never know, right?
I know about that one. I saw Alabama in the Orange Bowl game. And while Clemson put it to him pretty good, I saw Alabama and I saw Duke, each in the same stadium. Now, all I can tell you is Alabama's big.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? I swear to you.
First-time quarterback there.
But by the way, I swear to you, Saban does it every time. I don't know how he figures it out, but every time he plays that game, that kickoff game, he plays against an opponent who has a first-year quarterback. Last year, Louisville, Lamar Jackson's gone. This year, Daniel Jones gone. USC, what's his name from the Jets, hadn't even taken over yet. He always,
Arnold.
He always gets the opponent with a first-year quarterback. He's a master. He gets a good name with a first-year quarterback. I'm telling you, go back and look at it.
I should have known that you would already have the conspiracy theories developed on.
No, it's not conspiracy. It's smart on his part. He's just figured it out. It's like in basketball, you know, in basketball, the schedules aren't made out as far in advance. So the key there is, okay, yeah, let's we're going to play Michigan State. They lost their point guard. You know, you figure that out, who a team's going to lose. But in football, that's pretty tricky. And Saban, every year, he figures it out.
Yeah, well, you're right about that. He's figured a lot out, too. You know that.
Except Clemson.
Yeah, well, at least recently he hasn't, that's for sure.
Well, all right, ACC Network, how excited are you about it? What's it going to mean for the ACC?
Well, I think the number one thing is you already know the household sports in this league. You know, we know football and men's basketball are certainly the marquee sports nationally, Joe. I think what the network is really going to deliver is going to help programs like what Katie Meyer's done at Miami in women's basketball, what Geno continues to do in baseball. And I think it's going to help some other sports too. Plus, there are going to be other packages and documentaries and feature programs and things like that that are certainly in production now and more to come. And I think that's going to be fun too, is to tell the stories. And then there'll be the shows that, you know, accompany weekend football games, and certainly there'll be a lot of attention paid to basketball. And I'm really just proud to be on this team. I think we've brought some really good people to the stage so far. There are more to come, obviously. And we're really excited to get going. In fact, I was on a text chain today with two or three guys who, you know, are doing games, are going to be involved in one way or another with games. And it was fun to kind of compare some notes a little bit with this Athlon All-ACC team coming out. You know, the conversation's kind of already started. So by the time we get to Charlotte in July, I think people will be wound up a little bit, and that'll be fun too.
All right, one more time. Call your local cable provider or a streaming service. Demand ACC Network. I think I told you this before, but I'm going to tell you again. Congratulations. But when I was first in the ACC, your dad was the voice of Carolina, a legend. He was always very nice to me, very kind to me. And I was like, oh, my God, the great Woody Durham. And I was so excited to get to know your dad. And he treated me like I was in the league for 50 years. And I was just, you know, coming into the league, and I'm really just starting off, and always greatly appreciated that. He treated me better than you, but that was to be expected. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. Your dad was tremendous, as you are. And when you come down one time and spend a little extra time here, I'll take you for a beer on the beach.
That sounds great. Well, you know that you're a great friend, and I was thrilled for you and Don to get the honor you got, about a month ago now. And It's so well deserved. You've done an incredible job for Miami, and it's always fun to be on with you. And call anytime, my man. You know that.
All right. I'll see you in July. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, take care.
Have a great night.
All right. That's Wes Durham, who's going to be the voice of the ACC.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.